Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In the short span of Dr. Elizabeth James Opojo Sebbe's Christian life, she's discovered that many people generally don't know why they were created. Elizabeth has discovered in the course of her walk with God that each one of us has been given a glorious destiny. Her critically acclaimed book, Predestination, The Christian Experience, is an insight into discovering the essence of living. Her book is unique because this topic is seldom addressed, even in Christendom. Dr. Elizabeth was a television producer for 25 years in her country of Nigeria. In 1998, she was transferred by her job at International Television Company to the United States. But after 6 months, she got tired of TV work and decided to give back to society because she believes God has been good to her, so she became a social worker. Her coming to the U.S. was God-ordained when God instructed her to commence preaching in the subways in New York, where she lives. This has been her passion and has since continued even while working. She holds a Ph.D. in Christian ministry. Dr. Elizabeth James Opojo Sebbe is our guest on This Week in America, author of Predestination. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
This is such a wonderful book that is so well done and points out this question to so many people. What is the meaning of all this? Is it predestined? Is it not? You tackle those topics so well in the book, Predestination. What inspired you to write this book?
In the course of the journey of life, like I said in your introduction, I discovered that many people just live for the sake of living. You know, they don't know that there's a higher purpose for them. You know, I come across a lot of people. I've met a lot of you, high and low, middle class, upper class, lower class, and it's like, you know, they struggle to get rich, they struggle to get this, they fight one another and the rest of it, only for them, you know, to get to where they want to get to without recourse to the fact that all the material things that we acquire here, they all stay here. The thing is this, that God, who created us, is an eternal God. He was before time began. He is now and always will be, right? And when he created mankind, he created us after his own image and likeness. And he created us to live on earth forever. We are eternal beings as he is living and reigning in heaven. So we were meant to live forever. But many people don't even seem to know that. They think, oh, it's just here that the life ends here. Life does not end here. Yes, we die. And the question, why do we die if we are eternal? Yeah. God hates sin with a passion.
No, that's...
God hates sin. Yes. So sin brought death. Sin was brought by Satan when he began Adam and Eve. And with sin brought death. But thank God for God, for his love for mankind. He made death temporal. So our stay here, we are just on a temporary journey. When we close our eyes in death, there are two places we can either transit to, hell or heaven.
You know, that's so interesting that you talk about that, because we all wonder, is there really life after death? And you take that subject, you just touched on it very, very eloquently there, and you do such a great job in Predestination, the book, and I'll give you all the information here in a second, but that's so important for us to have that knowledge. And you wonder when you're talking about that, maybe one of the greatest tragedies of all of us is sort of the ignorance about God. Is that true, do you think?
Yes. Because many of us don't really know who this God is. God is essentially good, he's holy, he's merciful, he's kind, he's loving, he's gracious, and indeed he's long-suffering. It is the mercy and the long-suffering of God and the grace of God that many of us, myself inclusive, are still on earth. If God were to deal with us according to his holiness, none of us would be here. None of us will be here, but God is merciful. And so he gives us time, long time, as it were, you know, for us to change, and do what we have to do, you know?
Yes.
And that is why it is needful for us to know this God. It is not easy for an ordinary person to understand God. But you must necessarily have a relationship with him. In fact, the only reason God created us is to have a relationship with each and every one of us. And because of that, he gave each and every one of us a glorious destiny. Well, how can you know what destiny you have if you don't have any access to the information, if you don't commune with the God that created you? That is the question.
You know, and part of that information comes in the doctor's book, Predestination. The book is written by our guest on the program, Dr. Elizabeth James Opojo Sebbe, and I'm going to spell that as your Google. If you do Predestination, you're going to go directly there. But the doctor's name is Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, and Opojo Sebbe is A-K. P-O-J-O-S-E-V as in Victor, B-E. And I'll give you that as we go through the program. It's on our website as well, and the link there for Amazon, so you can go and get information, order the book there as well. So many issues that we talk about, we struggle, we go through our lives, and we've got this constant conflict that you answer in the book, Predestination. Let's talk about prosperity. Some people think it's preordained for only a select group of people. I have a couple of bad breaks along the way. Well, it's not my destiny that I will prosper. Is that true? Is prosperity ordained for only a select group of people?
No. It's not. Even though when Jesus Christ was on the surface of the earth and there was an issue with a woman that poured on him the alabaster oil, and the disciples were complaining. He said, listen, the disciples said, we should have sold this and given it to the poor. And then Jesus Christ said, listen, you will always have poor people amongst you. But then that was not the intent of God. The intent of God is for us to enjoy, because the earth is so big, heaven is so wide, you know. And God said that the ears have not heard, nor the eyes seen, or has it entered into the heart of man what he has prepared for his children. And because originally God wanted us to stay on earth permanently, that is why if you look at the book of Genesis from the very first chapter, you find that God created everything that man would need before he created man. And that should say, make a statement that, listen, you don't have to toil. You can labor. Labor in the sense that, you know, we go to work. If you're a farmer, you go to your farm and things like that. But toiling is not in the image of, you know, in the business of God.
Yes.
We can labor, do what we have to do. But when you do good work with your hands, you are sure to make profit. And if you make profit, richness to God is not having the millions in the bank account, you know, having the Lamborghinis and the mansions and things. Richness is you happy, you are content with what you have. You have food, you have, what do you call it? You have raiment over your, you want to go anywhere, you can go anywhere you want to go. You are, that is what is called richness. And you are a happy person. You are a happy person. That does not preclude you getting very rich. You know, if you spend your, we'll call it, let me use the word talent that God has given to you. If you spend, you know, use it wisely, of course you will multiply in whatever you do.
Yes.
The farmer that spends his time wisely and plants at the right time, winnow, you know, when he's supposed to winnow and the rest of it, he'll get large crops of seed. And so he becomes rich. So that depends really on God. But the seed for richness is already planted for us by God.
A topic that you address in the book Predestination, our guest on the program is the author, Dr. Elizabeth James Opojo Sebbe. You talk about people suffering. This is something we all struggle with. Why do we suffer? Talk a little bit about that and your thoughts on suffering.
Yes, that was once I was, call it, was it in a trance with God, and he asked me this question. He said, why do people choose to suffer? And I answered God. I said, God, you know. I said, you know. But then I went on. I said, because people love to sin. People love to sin. Sin is, it's how will I put it? Sin is easy. It is, for some people, it's glamorous and things like that. But because people do not know that worshiping God is much more pleasurable. That's the word I was looking for. Sinning is pleasurable. Fornication, lying, mugging, committing fraud and all that. It's, you know, but worshiping God is much more pleasurable. But when you don't do what God expects you to do, you should expect that you get the repercussion of your actions. In the Bible, God chose the Israelites, you know, and for one purpose, because he told them at the time he chose them, he said, I did not choose you because you're better than the other nations. God is a wonderful administrator. If you want to start an organization, you have your management. You just don't call all members of staff and say, okay, you'll be doing whatever you are. You don't have tons of managers. You have departments who pull managers and things like that. And this is what God wanted to do. God wanted to pour his life into the Israelites so that when all other nations see them, how God is blessing them, we will be drawn to worship this awesome God. And this is what it is. God created us, did not create any one of us to suffer. But when you choose to go outside of God, you don't want to have a relationship with God, then you leave yourself open to the devil. There are only two forces on earth, the force of God and the force of the devil. If you don't belong to God, you belong to the devil. And the devil does not portend any good for any human being. The devil just wants to, you know, his ministry is to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and eventually to take us to hellfire. And he is condemned already. So you see, he is not losing anything because he knows his place is hellfire. So yes, when we choose not to worship God, we leave ourselves open to the devil, and he gives us all the negatives of life. Sickness, depression, all the negatives of life. Penury, you know, no job, all kinds of the negatives of life. And this is our choice, actually. God gave us the choice to do this. God is not a dictator. He will not force anyone to worship him.
The book
where
is...
He created man, yes.
Yeah, but
where he, yes, let me just put this in. Where he created man, he created us as spirit beings like himself. So we are first and foremost supernatural beings until sin came. Then he gave us a soul. On the soulish realm, we have a will. We make tons of choices every day, right? So you choose whether to worship God or to worship the devil. And if God is for us, he wants to give us the good things of life, and you choose not to worship God, then the devil is your master, and the devil does not portend any good for any one of us. So it's our choice if you want to suffer.
So well said and so well written. The book is Predestination by our guest on the program, Dr. Elizabeth James Opojo Sevbe. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Boy, time is going by so quickly. So much more to talk about. And I'll highly recommend you pick up a copy of Predestination. The book is receiving excellent reviews for the very reason we've found out for the last few minutes. It is so well written, so thoughtful, and it's life-altering as well. Doctor, what's the difference between Christianity and religion?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. To put it simply, Christianity is God in his mercy coming down from heaven in the form of our Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sins. Because God said, without the shedding of blood, sin cannot be expiated. Sin cannot be washed out. Now, the angels couldn't do that for us because sin was committed by Adam and Eve in the flesh. And we all inherited the Adamic nature, the tendency to sin, right? So Jesus Christ has to come, and Jesus Christ is God. And I have to explain that. God is tripartite. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one, co-equal. They have different dispensations. Right now, we're in dispensation of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ decided, God loves us so much that he did not want us to perish, mankind, to perish and go to hell. So somebody had to do it. The angels couldn't do it because they are spirit. And that is why Jesus Christ came down, you know, as a human being to us. But thank God, he was not born like we are born. Every human being is born by the will of a man and a woman coming together. But Jesus Christ was born by the will of the Holy Spirit of God, incubating Mary, his mother. So when he was born, he had no sin. And so when he decided, because of the love for us, to die for our sins, you know, so, and until you accept Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior, you don't belong to God. That is Christianity. God coming down, you know, to us.
Yes.
Religion, on the other hand, is man. Because God has created a void in every man. And he only can fill it. It's man now trying to seek God by our own means to reach God. And that is not acceptable to God. You have to do it his own way. He's our creator. You have to follow what he wants to do.
Predestination is the name of the book that we're talking about on the program today. Time is going by so quickly. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to go back to something you mentioned a few minutes ago when you were in a discussion with God. Have you ever encountered God in your life?
Oh, yes. A few times. A few times. There was a time when I was much younger in my country, and I was doing a few things that God did not endorse. So in a trance, he showed me, he said, you better listen, obey my instructions, or I will punish you. And what he did was, you know, I saw myself lying down in the middle of the premises where I work. And I know so many people, ministers, government officials, government secretaries, you know, my colleagues and things like that. And I saw my spirit come out of that corpse, lying down there. And my spirit was standing by the corpse. And I saw these people that know me, and they were passing by, you know, without acknowledging that this is the cause of my enemy, not me. And I heard the voice of God. He said, if you don't listen to me, I will do this to you and more.
Wow.
And I woke up and I said, God, I'm sorry. I went on my knees. I said, whatever it is you want me to do, I am ready to do that.
And it really changed your life, didn't it?
Oh, of course. Of course it did.
An amazing story. Predestination is the book by our guest on the program, Dr. Elizabeth James Apojo Sevbe. A few minutes left here. What is the great difficulty you think we have in understanding predestination, the free choice, what weaken the calling in our lives, that type of thing? Is it believing in God? Is that the core of why we have difficulty?
It is actually ignorance in knowing that this awesome God meant and means good for us. He created us, and there's a purpose for creating us. He created us so he can have a relationship with each individual. But God is a God of justice and a God of judgment. He's merciful, he's kind, he's holy, he's pure. But for you to be able to walk with this awesome God, you have to do it his way, and which means you have to eschew sin and embrace holiness and righteousness. You must love every human being, because I tell people, God is a God of colors. He loves beauty. He created the rainbow, the spectrum. Look at the spectrum, different colors. And because God loves us, you know, He wants us to have good life on earth. But then we have to be who he wants us to be in order for us to enjoy the goodness of the earth. You know, so yes. We just have to do it his way. And God went a step further. He knew that because he knew that the devil is still here on earth. After all, he threw him from heaven when he mutinied against God. So the devil is right here. So God decided to put a compendium, if I might put it like that, of, you know, godly living rules and ways. And that is what the Holy Bible is all about. But majority of people, even many people that go to church, don't even read the Bible. And if you don't read the Bible, how do you want to know this God, awesome God? The Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, he used people to write it, but it was inspired. And I know this without an iota of doubt. Because once I had an experience, God woke me in the night by his Spirit and said, write. He wanted me to write something, and I said I wasn't going to write it. Two times, because he said, if you don't, I will punish you. The third time, I thought I was having a dream. But I woke up and I wrote. So many things I wrote. Later I checked them. I didn't even know they existed in the Bible. I saw them in the Bible. When I woke up, I saw my pen and three pages of things that I of letter that I wrote. And I said, wow. And then the Holy Spirit said, this is the way the Bible was written. Inspired by God. Because I knew most of the things that were in that letter, I don't know anything about them. I had to go and make my own reference to check the Bible and find out that it was true.
Yes. You know, there's such wisdom in the book Predestination. It's understandable. It's relatable. As I said before, it is a life-altering book. Predestination by our guest on the program, Dr. Elizabeth James Apojo-Sevbe, and I'll spell the last name if you're Googling. That's A-K-P-O-J-O-S-E-V as in Victor, B as in boy, E. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. If you put in the title, you'll be fine, Predestination. Also, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, all of the information is there, including a link so you can get information on the book and order it there as well. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A book so well done. I got about a minute left in the program here. Are you working on another book? You took this subject and you break it down so it's very understandable. It's an easy read and it points us in the right direction. A gifted writer, are you working on anything else at the current time?
I started something for children because I'm so interested in children going the right path.
Yes.
Because this is what we see is that children are not taught about God. And we hear a lot of things happening in the schools, on the streets, in the subways, and things like that. The way these children behave is like, if they continue like this, there will not be God in their lives, and then they will be lost. So I'm thinking of writing some journals that will guide them, you know, to take this at the time, you know, and commune with God.
Certainly needed, and hopefully you will do that, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Time went by way too quickly, a very enlightening program, answering questions that many of us have. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure, and the book once again is Predestination. The author is Dr. Elizabeth James Apojo-Sevbe. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.